So these are the cancers that 802 without a non-operative diagnosis, and they're largely micro non-invasive, as we know from the previous graphs. The ones that didn't have further surgery were largely the micro non-invasives. 84% of those were the micro non-invasive ones. The ones that went on to have further surgery were split between them. Most of the invasive ones were actually grade 1. This is the overall grade 1 in invasives, it's 20%. 48% of these without a non-operative diagnosis were grade 1. And then the same sort of pattern when you look at micro non-invasives, normally about 10% are low cytonuclear grade and 25% of these were. So these cancers without a non-operative diagnosis, they tend to be grade 1 invasives and they tend to be low cytonuclear grade. And then if you actually then go on and look at whether they were having further surgery or not, If you take the whole, this is, so if they were invasive cancers, then the ones that didn't go on to have surgery, 48% of them were really tiny. The ones that went on to have surgery, a much smaller proportion were small. And then the same sort of pattern, if you look at the non-invasives, the ones that went on to have further surgery, a much higher proportion of them were greater than 15 millimetres. So it does make sense to see what's in that group that are not going on to have further surgery. And it would suggest that in the original diagnostic operation, you have, or people think they've removed the majority of the tumour and therefore don't need to go back. We've not really looked at that group before.
Hi, have you excluded nodal surgery for this? Because for the invasive cancers, you'd expect 100% to go back for nodes.
Yeah, and we've just started to look at this group, and I think it would be a useful group to pick up from previous years, maybe, and start to have a really good look, because the numbers are quite small. What I'd like to do is, say, take 3 years' worth of data of these tumours and really take them through and have a look at what the tumours are like, whether they've had their nodes taken, and would you actually take a node at a diagnostic operation? I mean, these are the sorts of questions
I mean, most units wouldn't. I think the difference between therapeutic surgery and diagnostic surgery is certainly, I think, at the forefront of what goes on. But I think it's difficult to draw too many conclusions from this because you have only 802 patients in the group overall. So that means, I don't know how many screening units there are in the whole country?
98. 90,
but individual units, 90, is it?
Yeah.
So you're looking at quite small numbers across the...
So I think what would be good to do is take these from several years of the audit, because every year there's around about that many, and really have a good look at what these are like, and I don't think the numbers change from year to year, so I think it would be quite good to have a look in more detail at those. Repeat operation rates. Just